tell you a story about the house went blue.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going over to the Wisconsin legislature, another strange, atrocious thing among many. Senate just passed a resolution, Wisconsin Senate, honoring the memory of Rush Limbaugh. Now, this reminds me, if you remember the State of the Union, when Trump gave him a Medal of Freedom, Limbaugh got up. The Democrats just sat there in silence. And he honors a right-wing nut, Rush Limbaugh, been carrying water for the Republican Party forever, badly divided the country. Somewhat responsible because he has very, very large listenership to the divisions we have today. And very cruel. You know, it's one thing to be very conservative. I think we do need an honest conservative party. We need it badly. We don't have it. But a Republican Party with a, you know, Mitt Romney, Liz Cheney, Wisconsin, Brian Hagedorn, Ben Sasse in Nebraska, people like that, we might disagree with, but are considerate in terms of reading the Constitution, at least. They consider things. We don't have that. Here's an example of what Rush Limbaugh did. There was a woman, really a girl, a college girl, advocated publicly for the inclusion of contraceptives as insurance coverage in public insurance plans. Very reasonable. I agree with it. Everybody I know agrees with it. Should be unremarkable. Rush Limbaugh doesn't agree with it. He didn't. He passed away. He didn't agree with it, and that's fine. I mean, you know, I think he has no real basis, but that's what he says. But then he said, why do you think she came out that way? She's a prostitute. This is a college girl advocating for the inclusion of contraceptives in public health plans. First of all, it was false. It was a lie. It defamed her. It hurt her reputation. He was lying. And it was vicious. Now, you may say she could sue for libel. Of course she could. She'd have to find a lawyer who'd do it on a contingent fee. He would get 40% of the recovery. She'd have to prove damages. Well, everybody knows she's a good person. She's not a prostitute. It was insulting. She might get very little money. She'd get it. She would get a judgment against him, and he would laugh. It puts people, and then she'd have to give a deposition where they'd inquire about her boyfriends and all that. Judge might block it. He'd drag her through the mud. He was a vicious individual. At the same time, the Senate refused to pass a resolution honoring Black History Month in February. For the love of Pete, this is what our Senate's doing, honoring Rush Limbaugh, who is vicious and sadistic towards a defenseless college girl, but not honoring Black History Month, refusing to do it. Go to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. By the way, you win the T-shirt at the end of this call. Let Luke know your best address for the T-shirt. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, Matt, aren't they a wonderful bunch, that Wisconsin State Senate? I'm surprised they don't give one to a home state guy, too. Here's a guy I cannot stand, Charlie Sykes. I mean, this guy now, he's on MSNBC, and he's trying under the cloak of, well, I'm a moderate Republican. No, you're not. You're responsible for Scott Walker being governor here 2 terms. You know, the guy's as phony as a $3 bill, and he makes me ill to see him on that station. He's just as bad as any of them, but he's just covert about the way he goes about it, in my opinion.
Yeah, Dick, let me give you a little background. I know Charlie, and I also knew his dad, Jay Sykes, who was a liberal's liberal. He was a progressive, on Channel 18 in Milwaukee, had his own show, had me on once when I was Democratic chairman. You're not going to believe this. Charlie Sykes ran for the assembly as a Democrat in 1972. He was a Democrat. What changed his mind was Ronald Reagan. A lot of the, you know, a lot of people who were Democrats became the so-called neocons. And he has said that he deeply regrets what he did for Scott Walker. And so that and a buck will get him on the bus. But in any event, I think right now he was alarmed at Trump. He was alarmed at the vicious divisions and the forces of really darkness that have been unleashed in society. So stay tuned. Let's take a look. But he's had a journey already from liberal Democrat in 72 to neocon under Reagan. And back, I think, seeing that these dark forces have been unleashed. So, you know, he's an intellectual, and he's somebody who speaks out publicly in what he feels. I believe that right now he's sincere, and I think he was sincere before when he said these things. But he has made this journey, and we'll see what happens. Mark from the SAC, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Well, let's remember that, you know, Rush Limbaugh, getting back to Rush Limbaugh, we all saw the pictures of him with the little kind of funny-looking thing on the sides of his head. That was from him going deaf from his mischiefs, from his abuse of I can't remember the drug he was on now, but it was a, you know, an opiate, I think, or Oxycontin, that he was on that, and he abused that so bad he went deaf, and he got convicted of that, and if he hadn't been the rich man that he was, he would have been in jail just like another, but he had no sympathy for drug addicts. He had no sympathy for anybody at all.
Yeah, I had forgotten. I mean, I don't know what his, was he, I don't know if he, was he criminally convicted? He caused a lot of damage, frankly, by, you know, calling college girls prostitutes simply because they advocated contraception in public insurance plans. But no, Mark, I think you're right on the money with Limbaugh, with attacking him. I mean, he shouldn't have gotten the Medal of Freedom at the State of the Union, Mark, right? I mean, he shouldn't have gotten it.
Right. I mean, that nobody is more unqualified for the Medal of Freedom for a lifetime. You know, that's supposed to be for a lifetime of accomplishments promoting actual freedom rather than, I mean, Donald Trump was handing those things like little pieces of candy, you know, to evil little trick-or-treaters because that wasn't the only one there where he abused the Medal of Freedom. I mean, you know, praise
right, he gave it to gymnasium Jim Juham Jordan, the congressman who truly is frothing at the mouth. Jim Jordan, if you ever looked at this guy, is bad news. He got the Medal of Freedom, too. He got the Medal of Freedom, too.
And Dolly Parton declined it twice from Donald Trump. So God bless her.
yeah, I like her song, you know, Jolene, Jolene. She did vaccine to get people to get vaccinated. Vaccine. Dolly Parton's a great. I like country. I like Dolly Parton. Mark, thanks a lot for calling in. Really appreciate it. The end of our show. There you have it. So I don't know what medals of freedom Joe Biden's going to be handing out, but they ain't going to be to Rush Limbaugh. And the state Senate guys, hey, look, you honored Rush Limbaugh. You're a gerrymandered legislature. Wisconsin does not honor Rush Limbaugh. You're there because you're gerrymandered. Coming to the end of our show, stand by for some great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate with Dominic Crute, Earl Ingram, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, Jeff Santos, and on Tuesday's Busted Pencils, Saturday, Ask the Builder with Al Bachman, Sharp Elbows, Let's Get Local. My man, Outside the Pizza Box by Pizza Box Mike and Max Inc. Radio. Coming to the end of the show, same time, same place tomorrow, more Matt Flynn Direct. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Man, listen to me. One drink ain't enough, Jack, you better make it three. Gonna get drunk, I'm gonna make it